This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Ringing, and I would try to answer, and then it would just say missed call.
Yeah.
Well, the second I press, I don't know.
When you
I pressed.
I had Skype closed, so when I open it, it takes a minute. So you call, but it doesn't really let you do it until it like does some backup stuff. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You gotta have Skype open. If you have it closed for a while, it needs to reestablish some type of
connection. Something.
It's gotta loop me into the NSA.
Yeah. It has to make sure everyone is listening.
Yeah. Oh, is that too loud for me?
I don't think so. I think my sound was loud. Like, I had my volume up, but I don't think you're particularly loud. Like, the ringing was really loud, but that's because, like, the volume was up, I think.
Change the setting to allow me to talk.
You don't sound loud now.
Okay. Oh, is it cold there?
Yeah, it's like it was like 37 degrees this morning. It's gonna get up to 50 in the afternoon, but
that's cold for you guys.
It's not the coldest, but it's like pretty cold. Like, our coldest is probably like highs in the mid 30s. Which it's only been like two or three, maybe cumulatively like 5 days or maybe a week this whole winter. Global warming is real. It used to get way colder. And now
global
like
colding.
No, it's warmer because it used to get warm. It used to start getting cold in like October. Now it doesn't get cold until like December, and it's only cold for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. This is the coldest it's been here for a while.
Like, oh, what's the temperature there?
It's like zero. Oh. But the wind is the problem. I don't know if it's zero, but the wind. It's when the wind blows. It's fine when the wind, like last night when I went home, it was not windy at all and it was fine. But as soon as the wind picks up, it's freezing.
Yeah.
So
it's a little thing called wind chill factor.
Yeah, but it's extreme. And the other thing is too, the sun is really hot. So
yeah. So when the sun is out, it's not that bad.
No, it's bad. Like I'm saying, if you're like, get yourself into a greenhouse or like where you're in your house and the sun is hitting you directly through a window.
Yeah.
So the sun is blazing. And then you go outside with the wind, it's freezing. You know, it's like, it's really strange. But like, I haven't experienced this type of weather for at least 5-6 years. Because I remember the way I know this is because it's whenever the ponds freeze. Because you can go ice skating on the ponds. And nice. That's what I used to, that's how I learned how to play hockey when I was a kid. And you feel like we would get long stretches of this type of weather. Because I just remember like how goddamn cold it would be out on the ice. Like if you stop playing and your ears would freeze up and stuff like that, your toes.
Oh, yeah. I know that life.
It was funny. This morning I was outside salting some of the ice and I was like, I got that feeling and it brought me back to that place.
Yeah, we weren't, I mean, our skating rink was indoors, but there was like a huge difference between summer and winter. Like in the summer, we would be out there in like sports bras ice skating. And like in the winter, it's like I have to like legit warm. Like I think I've actually lost like nerves in my toes and fingers from the years that I did like ice skating, because especially for like ice shows, we'd just be sitting back there for like hours waiting for our turn and get like a 5-minute warm up to do our like our 90-second performance. I'm pretty sure I have like lost completely, like I've like just froze off nerve endings in my toes from that.
I never, what's today, the 29th? Okay, today's a Patreon only show. Sweet. I never liked some skating in the summer. I hated it. It was something maybe about, like the smell, the whole thing never made sense to me. And as a hockey player, you kind of had to play in the summer when you like around the age of 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
To keep up. And I just detested it. Detested it. So it looks like we're in the clear today as far as ads go. But starting next week, we have a fun little sponsorship going with a company called. Don't download it yet.
Okay.
But basically it's going to allow us to do two hangouts a week with the audience where, you know, maybe like Zach and Amin can do like a
live cinephobe or something.
Live cinephobe. Yeah. Or something to that effect. So we'll rotate it through all the shows over the next 2 months, but that starts next week. Don't download it, because when you download it, we need you to go to our show first in order for us to get credit. So
yeah,
don't download it, please. But that should be fun.
They got Maze.
Who did?
They, the NSA, whoever, somebody got Maze. His computer. Yeah. He just sent a picture in the chat.
What happened?
I mean, it's like his computer screen's like, well, his computer screen already has the Matrix background, but it's like,
oh, I was gonna say,
it's like all like, yeah, the Matrix background is already his, but like the center isn't supposed to look like that. I don't think that's what Skype is supposed to look like.
What? That's crazy.
Well, I think Waz is here though. Yeah.
And Zach's in a car. He's in a car. What the hell? That sucks. That's not good for Maze. You know, by the way, fucking Groupon. I hate Groupon.
Why? What's the Groupon beef? Let's hear it.
Well, I bought a present for my wife for Christmas, which was an auto car starter.
Okay.
And
nice.
But then it turns out that it's not really an auto car starter. It's like, the mechanism for which to get a digital car starter, whatever. I don't even know what it is. But it ended up being like $200. It was a $50 offer. I was like, cool. I got two of them, in fact.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's like an extra $240 per car. I'm like, well, what's that? Could you have told me that before? But anyway, I returned it because the guy was – I was going to do it. But getting an appointment with the guy was impossible. And so I just said, fuck it. I'm not – I'm just getting my money back. They don't give you your money back. They give you Groupon
credit,
bucks,
yeah. Right?
So now – you know, Grayson's birthday is coming up and we want to get him a new iPad. So I get him, I bought him an iPad 2, refurbished grade A. And I'm dead certain that I click 64 gigabytes for the storage. And I'm pretty certain that they sent me a 16 GB. And there's no way to contact the seller. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's impossible to even contact Groupon. Like, these ghosts in the customer no service world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you get through
that middleman, you know, life,
it's all the way in India and it's like ridiculous. It's just a terrible company. Don't ever shop there. And there's stuff like, if you look through the reviews, people, I mean, it's like one of those things where I'm like, I got the $100 and I need to use it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have just rather had my $100 and gone somewhere else. So. But they've had this influx of like iPad stuff there. And so I was like, all right, I'll just get it. I mean, honestly, I got the iPad Air and it's pretty nice. I might just end up keeping it for myself and get them as just a regular one. It's got the little pen thing too. You know, the pen?
Like a stylus?
Yeah, some like pen you could like touch the screen with, so you don't have to use
your fingers. Oh, yeah, I have one. I don't even know how to. It doesn't work though. Like, well, like I have a hand-me-down iPad from my brother, and he gave me like a pen that went with it, and I was just like, yeah. I don't know. The pen doesn't do anything when I press the screen. Like, I don't.
You have to charge it, maybe. Maybe you have to put a battery in it.
I don't know, or maybe like I have to. Download an app or some shit. I don't know. I'm not downloading an app just to use a fucking stylus. Like, I'll just use my hand. Like,
well, it's just with the kids though. It's like the kids all grubby.
Yeah, it's easier to draw with a stylus too.
That's true, and you could actually formulate a reasonable signature.
Signature with your finger. It's just also like Chinese characters are hard to draw with your. And but like with the stylus, it'd be a lot easier. I don't know. It doesn't work though. So I guess I could ask my brother.
I thought the iPad Air would be thinner, but it's like, it just looks like the normal size.
Maybe it's just the weight. It's lighter.
No, it's not though.
Oh, maybe they sent you the wrong one. Oh, Maze is here. You made it.
It says iPad Air 2. Maze, what's up?
Yo.
You still glitching?
Oh, this has been my life for a little while here. My computer has officially reached jalopy status.
It's just like at its point where every time it starts up, it's a dice roll as to...
I feel like I have to like let it run. Like, you know those cars that you have to like let heat up? That's what this computer is at this point.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going strong. I mean, it's like 10 years old, dude.
Yeah.
Which in computer years is like at least 100.
I know. I remember like when my last computer died, it was like, man, I tried to keep it going for as long as I could and it just eventually wouldn't start anymore slowly. Like it was like slowly, you could just tell like it would be harder and harder to get it to start every single time. This was like over like probably like a 3 month span. I like really tried to
extend
keep it alive,
the lifespan.
I know.
Do CPR on it?
Yeah, you know, I was like breathing air into it, like clear.
I bought like a pretty nice like MacBook Pro for college, and then I think it was either my sophomore year or my junior year, it died, and I was like, "What the fuck? This is like, what happened here?" And it turned out that I had like. Let somebody borrow my charger, you know, because I was like, oh, all the chargers are the same or whatever. But the MacBook Pro charger was like a different wattage. than the like regular MacBook charger. And so I was using the wrong charger on my computer, and I like gradually ran it down and killed the battery and it died.
That's so annoying though. Like, just make one. Like, just make one charger for all.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, either make it not fit or like just do one. Like, I don't understand why.
Put your stupid ass like pro charger on it and make it worth $30 more or whatever, but at least let me know that it's different.
Yeah, that's what I mean by like make the port different, like so that you can't put the wrong one in. That's what she said.
Yeah, that way there's no confusion about what you're putting in your port. You know what I'm saying? Label that.
This pen has a rubber tip.
Slow down, Jade.
No, I'm just saying.
Relax. Relax.
That's for protection.
So you don't
happy birthday, Zach.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday. Yay.
I woke up.
You're officially
my birthday.
Old.
I'm officially still old. I didn't get younger.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys hear that?
Some crinkling? It sounded like you were crinkling up some paper.
When you said happy birthday, it echoed like 8 times.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
It's because he's in the car or whatever.
No, but I usually hear the one echo, but it went.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, happy birthday,
echo, echo, echo. So an echo is when you're standing above a canyon.
Oh, I hear the echo now.
There it is.
And you yell and you say, hello, and you hear, hello. See, that's what an echo is.
Your earbuds, Zach. Are they super loud?
Are they? I don't know.
I can hear it.
I'll turn down. How about now?
Testing.
Video ever.
Testing.
R. Kelly explaining what an echo is to the people. Hello!
Did you do anything for your birthday?
I mean, not really. Like, what did we do? We had dinner.
What was the champagne menu? What was the menu? What was the food? We want to know.
Broiled lobster that I've poached in butter.
Ooh. Oh, nice. You've been doing the lobster thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Lobster's the easiest thing to cook. What a racket in these restaurants. Yeah. Oh my God!
Really, well, it's hard just a to
catch. No time.
On you're how paying much for the cost, catch, bro. Yeah.
You just need butter and maybe some lemon, and it's great.
Yeah, all I do I salt it, I pepper it, I put some paprika on it.
For the catch.
Fuck the catch.
Well, plus they keep them alive in the store. You got to keep them alive too, so you're paying for that too.
They're doing it with boxes. They go out there and they catch it with their hands. All right, I'll pay for that.
But they keep them alive until the day out.
Alive.
You can't have old lobster.
We're keeping kids and children alive.
Any lobster on the West Coast, Jade, is frozen. So,
oh, they freeze it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, see,
in the grocery stores here, there's a lobster tank. Because
you guys are close to Maine.
Maine. That's such a myth. They come from all parts of the East Coast, not just Maine. I don't know why the Maine lobster is so coveted, but it is. I mean, I wouldn't have a lobster from Long Island.
I'm saying. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, I'm just saying.
I want anything. A Jersey lobster. Get out of here.
Anywhere north of Cape Cod is the fishing territory.
I asked Aaron to give me the Long Island lobster last night. She said not until we're married. So,
Need medicine for that.
You do. Yeah. Instant penicillin shot comes with that, but it's worth it, I hear.
Oh, that, by the way, that reminds me of our new restricted area out now on the Athletics YouTube page.
Like penicillin to make you think of the restricted area.
You'd have to see the episode. You'll know exactly.
Like it's super relevant.
What was the guy's name? Clotaritus, what was it? Clotitus.
Clotitus.
Ulceritus Cloutus.
Ulcerative Cloutitus.
He actually hit me yesterday too about some more shit that I posted. And I read it again. I was like, ulcerative Cloutitus. That's good. That's good. That's really good.
Definitely our finest effort yet. So check that out. It's called Rank and Overreact.
Yes, NBA go to my Listen, even if you don't check it out, go to my fucking Twitter profile. It's the pinned tweet. Just click on it and let it play on your computer on mute. Like, just play the thing, man. Stop playing with us.
Yeah, do it for Zach's birthday.
Do it for Zach's birthday. Do it for the ladies.
Do it for quality.
You know? Do it for equality.
Equality. Exactly. That's
rest
exactly
in peace, right. Hank Aaron, man.
I don't understand sometimes these people out there. But yeah, do it for quality because we put a lot of effort into it and it shows because there's nothing like it out there. Sorry, nothing. Sorry, Sports Nation. Your show sucks.
Oh, whoa. Excuse me. Hold up now.
Kind of does.
Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
What else? So we got a Patreon exclusive show this week. Next week, as I said before, we are doing something we have not done before with a sponsor. We're going to be doing some live shows during the week, 2 times a week. So be on the lookout for that. But don't download that app. Like I said, we need you to download it when we say, so we get the credit.
You could have just also not said what it was so people couldn't download it.
I'll bleep that.
Okay.
See, I didn't say
that's
it this
a good
time
idea.
Around.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bleep it, peoples. The other thing I had to say was I do have my class assembled, but God, wow, is it hard to coordinate 15 people in life for a Zoom call? It's just like one of the hardest things.
Shout
ever.
Out to every teacher in America.
Oh my God. But that'll be going on. I'll update you. There is possibility, if anyone's out there that's interested because of the scheduling, I'm either going to have to do 2 classes that are less classes. So maybe like 6 classes with this guys, 6 with that those guys. Or just do 1 class and get a couple more people that might be interested. Or just do one-on-ones. I don't even know. I've been thinking about it. I don't know what the best approach is here. And also, any other messages? I think that's about it. Really want to push the video. I need your support on that. It's the best video on The Athletic. That's a done deal.
Done
so
deal.
Climb that mountain.
Done deal. Lock
so
it
now,
up.
Yeah.
Zip it up.
Do me a favor, if anyone's out there, you know, take the link and underneath Bill Simmons' post, just say, you guys should really check this out. I can't do that. and I don't have a burner.
Oh, Lord.
Just do that for me. Just send it. Whenever you see something big out there, like Sports Nation or something the Ringer's doing, say, hey, peoples, this is the real deal.
Like, shouts to my people at the Ringer, my man Justin Verrier, my brother Logan Murdoch. My Rob man Mahoney. Paolo Ugletti, that's my dog, and so is Mahoney. KOC, that's my dog, man. We correspond on Twitter like every day. So, shouts to the people at the Ringer who do good work, though.
KOC, but, the new like White House doctor or whatever. Joe Biden's personal doctor is also named Kevin O'Connor.
Oh, salute!
Promotion.
Okay, so where you want to go? Mace, your questions from the bag or...